All right, good evening. This is KD2FPM, Kevin James, net control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. And forgive me, guys, I am at a fire department meeting, so I'm kind of flying without a net tonight, so I don't have a script in front of me. So everyone's welcome to check in. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. And I tell you what, we'll rush this along here pretty quickly. Is there any emergency traffic? Come now. Okay, the Boonville Amateur Radio Club will hold their next monthly meeting on May 17th at the Dodge Pratt Northern Art and Community Center at 106 Schuyler Street in Boonville, New York. And all members are welcome to attend, and those that don't have a license are welcome to attend. So keep in mind that'll be on the at 7 p.m., that is, on the 17th of May in Boonville. Right now, tell you what, oh, that's right, if a net doesn't get started by 9 p.m., please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. All right, we're going to move things along. We're going to look for stations that are battery, portables, or mobiles. Come now, please. This is KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Looking for any and all stations, because at this point I'm the only one in Echolink. All stations, come now, please.
N2, PFM, November 2, Papa Foxtrot Mike. Good evening, Kevin James.
JC2WI.
Miami OW.
WA2U.
Okay, nice call up there. There was a double at the beginning with George, but I'll tell you what I have right now. N2PFM, KC2WI, N5AOW, and WA2U. So the other station that doubled in the beginning there, if you could try one more time.
The metal weakling, N2KPI.
Okay, we got you there, Rich, N2KPR. Okay, I tell you what, we'll start at the top of the list, N2PFM. George, tell us what's going on in your part of the world today.
Well, good evening, Kevin, everybody on the net. We had a temperature range today of 37 to 55. It's now 44 degrees. We have a couple little drops of rain, but that was mostly cloudy with some sun today. Fellow was supposed to do the converter today, got injured his hand, wasn't able to do it today, see what happens tomorrow. So, we'll see what happens, that's about it. With that, we'll say God bless, 73's M2 PFM clear.
Okay, George, yeah, we only had a couple raindrops down here, not enough to really do anything, so, and that's, I'm in Oneonta, well, was, I'm actually at Pinder's Corners right now. All right, we'll move right along, KC2WI, Pete, go ahead, tell us what's happening in your area today.
KC2WI, well, I'm really beat, I've been trying to I have a list that's impossible to do in the time I have to do it. And, I hate getting in this situation. I've got a trip planned. I've got money spent. And I'm not going to give up the little vacation. But I could just not, I'd be happier if I didn't go in terms of maybe actually, getting a little out of the crunch. But what are you going to do? I don't know. Maybe by next week sometime I might have a few things to iron out if schedules work out right and things fall into place. I'll be good. I did a couple things somebody brought me an older computer. I said, well, I'll look at it. Well, I'll just do this. Next thing I know, I'm fiddling, and I don't even know if I wanted to charge him anything for it, I think I have to do something. It's XP, and of course that's, starting to get to the point of maybe really being somewhat obsolete. In fact, I wrote a column in the paper about Windows support and NXP, and you know, the conclusion is, well, you know, it'll still work, but, and then I was just reading something tonight that made me think again about maybe I should be more on the side of, yeah, get rid of it. Although I'm still using it, and I don't know, all these dire things about, oh, it's really bad, and you know, the point was made about things changing and things you would never do now, like this one guy whose columns I read said, you know, it's done, you know, put a fork in it. And he said, you know, think about, oh, he had the example of a car, he had a picture of his, like his parents' first car was a 57, and then people posted that, no, that was a 53, you know, Chevy something. And he says, no, look at that car. He said, you know, it had metal dashboard, it had a steering wheel that would impale you. He said, when I was a kid, I used to go down the road laying on the back, you know, jacket, and you would never ever do that. It's totally unsafe. And that's what his point was about XP. There's all, you know, although, and that's all well and good, but, you know, experience hasn't shown that. I haven't seen huge amounts of malware in customers bringing them in, and still people have them out there, and I haven't seen mine. I haven't had any problem at all with, so I don't know. But, you know, slowly but surely, Google's dropped support, supporting Chrome. Actually, they dropped both Vista and XP, and, you know, other things like that. So it's getting to a point, and it's almost like the techies are more get away with it because we know how to get around things and be careful, but in any case. So now I'm like, well, did I just waste a whole bunch of time? I got this, you know, it's an older compact, not a lot of RAM. I really tweaked it up so it runs pretty good. Yeah, it's a long story. Anyway, just came across another one of these. Oh, this is an impossible quiz. You know, most people won't even get 5 out of 10. And I guess these things, it's called the impossible quiz. And I think what it is to get you to go to their, you know, website so they can track you. I mean, there's not a ton of advertising on it, really. Yeah, down at the bottom there's the sponsored post. But so there's 10 questions. So even though it's going to be a little long, I'm going to just go through them. Jakarta is the capital of what country? And, you know, that one, you know, if you listen to the news, you get that. Is Indonesia, it's not Venezuela, Taiwan, or Wallace and Futana, which I think is a made-up thing. Okay. And I have a little inside information because I've been to one of these places, but I don't even know how you pronounce it. No, again, N-G-U-Y-E-N. It's the most common surname in which country? North Korea, Japan, Vietnam, Singapore. Well, we know in North Korea it's the same as South Korea. It's Park. Park and Kim. Japan, that's not a Japanese last name. And a real stupid one. The Israeli flag features what six-pointed shape? Square, triangle, circle, or star? Come on. Doesn't matter what flag it is. You know, and what title is the leader of Mexico? He's not the emperor, the king, or the czar. He must be the president. The only one I really kind of guessed, what, I wasn't exactly sure, but I was fairly sure. What sport is Chris Everett Lloyd famous for? Well, you know it's not football and baseball. I had the little things before I said tennis and not ice skating. Okay, here's one. I guess kids won't know, or non-techies. What does DOS stand for, you know? And they got some oddball names. Just operating system. Right, and maybe kids never listen to fairy tales. What famous character could spin straw into gold? It's not Goldilocks, it's not the elf, and it's not the beast, so it must be Rumpelstiltskin. Oh, here's one. Really stupid. The tuba is the largest member of which musical family? Strings? There's no strings on a tuba. Percussion? You don't hit it. Woodwinds? There's no reeds in it. Must be brass. Made out of brass. And where does the sparrow make his nest? Underground, in Jamaica, or in a cave, or in a tree? Well, you know, What continent is covered in ice? Well, certainly isn't North America, Africa, or Asia, so it must be Antarctica. I mean, come on. Anyway, that's something to ponder, discuss. KC2WI.
Okay, Pete, yeah, I know you always have some good information to share on stuff, what's going on, and, you know, what's the latest and greatest, too. And like I say, I'm still battling some of my own issues with my computer, so it's about ready to get winged, but we'll hold on to that. All right, we'll move down the line. N5AOW, Bob, go ahead, take the floor, it's yours. This is KD2FBM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net.
N5AOW in the net, and good evening, everyone. I got to tie it up, Kevin. Just was a good day today, a little on the cool side and breezy. Got a few things done inside, a couple of little wood projects, and get out the street and out my wood shop in the shed, and of course that always spurs off another project, which it did. So clean up lasted a little bit longer than what I anticipated, but that's all right. It still was a good day. Enjoyed it. We had some sunshine up here, and I think the temp got up to about 51, so that was that. So with that, I'll turn it back to you, 7-3 to everyone, and 5-AOW, back to net control.
All right, Bob. Yeah, I know you said you're going to do a quick in and out there, so... Yeah, we got John on deck, and we got Rich coming up after, and Dave, KD2ERR, is in the queue on Echolink. John, WA2U, go ahead. Tell us what is happening your way today.
Well, good evening, Kevin James, and the 7th Summit Multitude WA2U here at the Northeast End of St. Louis Reservoir. Made some interesting discoveries here this evening that I'll share. And sometimes you wish to try to get into a philosophical conversation. I think computers are going to go the way of cell phones, and cell phones are going to go the way of computers. Now, the reason I say that is because, you notice the computers in most parts and places are getting smaller, and the phones are getting bigger. And what would a lot of people do? There's such a need for people repairing and troubleshooting, and if someone designed the perfect computer system, that would not fail. It would just work. So that's kind of an interesting thought. I know that a lot of phones nowadays, you can't change the battery. And I've asked a number of people, I said, why would you want to change the battery? It's not designed to change the battery. You're going to want a new phone in a year or two anyway, so it's unnecessary. The battery will last that long. So a lot of the changeability is programmed into the obsolescence of the unit. So maybe someday we'll see computers that just have this. You know, they get so cheap that you have them for a year. You run into a problem, you go spend a couple hundred bucks. It's cheaper than a repair. You have a problem, you throw it away or recycle it somehow, and you get a new model. A lot of us remember back in the early 80s and the 90s, I remember having a 250 megabyte hard drive and spending $7,000 on a computer. That buys a lot of computer nowadays, so you see where that's going. Kind of interesting. For those that care, under the notes, news, and nonsense, this evening I had my decoder on while Pete was talking. The carrier that we're receiving on 146.655 is coming through Echolink. It tripped the decoder with 118.8, so now we know where the decoder, where that signal's coming from. And I had an idea, but if you put 118, people can follow along, put 118 decode in your radio, it's 118.8, you'll only hear Kevin James, you won't hear the rest of the stations on the net. When that carrier came up, I punched a button and it decoded the signal, so that's where it's coming from. I wasn't sure if it was actually RF on the input 055 or 655. So that problem solved, where it comes from and how it gets through the echo link. That's another question. Had a great day, went up to Boonville. Ran around and did some errands, which should have only taken a couple hours, but you know how that goes. job security for people. I will have it ready. You'll have it here and stand there twiddling your thumbs, and I'm thinking, well, that's okay. I'm retired. You guys are, you know, I've got all the time in the world, but I'd rather not just stand around. So anyways, we got back here, and I'm not sure what we're going to do tomorrow, but coming up this week, plan on going into camp. Quick reset here. Plan on going to camp some afternoon or evening. A good friend of ours, he's got the week off, a school break, and Kathy and I and his wife and a couple other couples go to camp, start a fire, some 807s, and either bring in the Blu-ray player or the CD player, some tunes, and sit around in the evening and sit around the fire and pontificate and figure out all the problems. So looking forward to that. I'm not sure what evening we're going to do that. Kevin James, I'll turn it back over to you, but that's a thought, you know. Bigger phones, smaller computers, cheaper computers, and more expensive phones. How do you like that? WATU, back to net.
Yeah, okay, John. Yeah, I hear you there on that. Because I know I had a phone here recently. I think I put three different batteries into it, and finally they didn't have one that would fit the phone. So I had to go with this aftermarket, really seriously aftermarket thing. Actually came with an extra wide cover for the back end, and then the phone wouldn't fit in any of my devices that I normally would put the phone in. So, and of course, because there was some issue going on with the phone, I ended up winding up with the phone doing the same thing, just basically becoming a glorified hand warmer, which really was no fun. All right, we'll move forward here into KPR. Rich, you're on deck, and KD2ERR, you'll be right up next. Rich, go ahead, tell us what's going on your way. This is KD2FBM, net control.
Well, good evening, everybody, by the way, it's quite. Forget to say it. And to all those people listening in on the scanners and any other mode. My day started off. My cronus decided it was a good day to start in, so it decided to start in this morning, and it was, I did some jogging most of the day. So about the time, it was almost time for my aide to come in, then things started settling down. And my aide got here. There on it, my day turned out to be total heaven. She did her work, and she got all done. She did the reorganizing on my DVDs, CDs. And we talked about movies that she hadn't seen, and she was running through mine, and she says, "Oh my goodness, this is one I haven't seen in years." Okay, I gotta reset my timeout period on this. And this is my new radio, by the way. And, we sat down and we watched Mouse Hunt right after she got done. We made meatloaf, so we had a meatloaf dinner tonight. So I had a very pretty and pleasant young lady to have dinner with. Then we watched a movie, so I ended up with a dinner and a date, as I've been picking on her about lately. But after that, after she left at 7, I sat here on the computer on YouTube, and I've been listening to Jackie Evancho for the last 2 hours. And let me tell you, listening to that girl sing is total heaven. That's all there is to it. I loved her listening the first time I heard her open her mouth when she was, I think she was 6 years old, and she's about 16, almost 17 now. So I'll never stop loving listening to that girl sing. That was to it. And there's another one. Who's also a good, fantastic singer, I should say. She just turned 19, and she's from France. Her name is Nicole. Oh, I just had a name on the tip of my tongue. Oh, that makes me mad. No, I forgot it. I apologize. I'll remember it after the next open you watch. And I listened to her sing right from the time she was around 4 or 5 years old, and she's 19 now. And she's also got a real beautiful voice. So I've been enjoying YouTube quite a bit with these two. There's a young man I listen to who sings Spanish, and he's fantastic. So the amount of singers, you know, amount of talented kids are coming up is unreal. But Jackie is one in a billion, that's all I can say. That's about it. Let me boasting about all these young ones. Because that's what the world is for now, is the young kids, not for us. We're all too old for that stuff. Back to the net, N2KPS.
Okay, Rich. Yeah, in fact, I have to admit, when you started telling me about the meatloaf for dinner, I should have mentioned before I did this net, I haven't had time for dinner. So now I'm trying to figure out where I'm going to hunt down some meatloaf for dinner for myself, so that'll be kind of cool. All right, next up we got KD2ERR. Dave, tell us where you're at and what's going on. This is KD2FBM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net.
Greetings, everybody. This is Dave, KD2ERR, coming to you from the North Georgia mountains. Doing a little vacationing down here in the southern states here, visiting family and taking in some of the sites. Got to actually visit a live-breathing ham radio outlet store in downtown Atlanta the other day. It's quite a exotic place, or not really exotic, but it's exciting. They just had stacks and stacks of radios, and it's like, man, I wish I brought some more money with me. But anyways, enjoying the warm weather, and it's been in the high 70s and low 80s the past couple of days, so I can tell you that it is going to be heading north, and so won't the leaves coming out. So they weren't out when I had left, so they should be better. I'll send it back over to Kevin, KD2FBM. This is KD2ERR. I'll be listening.
Okay, yeah, Dave, I was going to say, when you do come back, bring the warm weather. It got a little chilly up here. We're supposed to get a chance of rain here in the next, 24 hours, and it's going to be kind of iffy. And then temperatures are going to be a little bit on the cool side from what I'm seeing, and then I'm hearing rumors that we might see rain by the weekend and for the first week of May. But, that's a long-term forecast, and it can change. All right, yeah, this is KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for any other check-ins, comments, or questions. Come now, please.
KC2WI.
All right, KC2WI, Pete, I guess you got a comment to share. Go ahead, take the floor. It's yours.
KC2WI, I'm just wondering if anybody has had any experience with D-Star. No D-Star repeaters anywhere near here. Last year, February or March, I think, I can't remember, I decided that I was going to buy, I decided I was going to buy a Thumb DV, which is basically the Ambi Plus 2 vocoder with a USB or serial, it's a USB to serial port, but interface, and then you run
a program called WinDV, and there's another one, but WinDV seems to be the one. And you basically turn your computer into not exactly the equivalent of a D-Star repeater, but in other words, instead of having a D-Star radio into a D-Star repeater, which is hooked into the internet, you know, so the D-Star network, you basically sit at your computer with a speaker and microphone and do D-Star. And, you know, I never got around to doing it, and I finally said today, or yesterday, I'm going to plug it in. And I'm sort of halfway there, but boy, I'd love to talk to some real D-Star users, because it's not the whole system isn't as obvious as I thought it was. KC2WI.
Do you have a quick comment?
Yeah, I think that was Rich in there with a quick comment. Go ahead, take the floor.
Yeah, I know I did that wrong, but I wanted to do it before I forgot. Pete, that one name that you spelled out, a Chinese name, that is pronounced Wen. I found out when I asked a Chinese woman in Utica. And to KPS.
Yeah, well, it's Vietnamese, but I don't know about it. Maybe it is a good Chinese name, too. The Chinese had a lot of influence. They did on Korea, too, but whether they wanted it or not. KC2WI.
Okay, now that's quite interesting. So I'm still learning stuff, too, I guess. So as a matter of fact, speaking of things that don't go right sometimes on the internet, I was supposed to file a 990N form with the IRS for the local union here, and that turned into a nightmare. So come to find out, though, I'm good for another week, roughly, and then I'll have to change it next week. So I went through all the battles, so basically it was a trial run. So next week I'll have to do it for real, so we'll see how well I do. All right, I'll throw a quick last call out there for any last-minute check-ins, comments, or queries. This is KD2FPM Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Come now, please.
WATU with info.
Okay, Net recognizes WATU. John, go ahead with your info.
Okay, Pete might be interested in this, WATU. Good friend of mine down at Gaithersburg, Maryland, Whiskey Bravo 2 Uniform, WB2U, who has been on the repeater. That's Vic Nardo. He has had a lot of experience with D-Star. He really loves it, likes it. As far as I know, it hasn't really taken off in the area here, but what has taken off is the Fusion system. There are several repeaters, like in the Syracuse, in no particular order, that I believe are, there's a Fusion repeater up on 99391.47.390 up in Fulton. There's also a digital repeater on 145.31, that's 145.31 in the Syracuse area. I think you can do digital stuff on 146.91, the W2CM repeater, also on 147.210, another LARC W2CM repeater. So I don't know of anything up on UHF, but that's really, there's a number of people that are doing that, and they can share the frequency. The repeaters are smart enough to know if it's analog or digital. So kind of interesting, and if people want to hear what that stuff sounds like, I've actually got it muted out. Listen to 145.31. So I have some other comments. Of course, I did write them down, so I don't remember. But the Fusion seems to be, it's like anything else in the area, whatever people get focused on, that's what they do. Of course, D-Star being proprietary with ICOM. So some of the other people have gone to the Motorola and some of the other systems that are out there. But there you go, Pete, for whatever it's worth. It's kind of interesting how different regions, real big down in the Florida area, things of that nature. But if we can get Vic up here, he might have some comments, as they said, from Gaithersburg, Maryland. WB to you. WA to you, back to that. Everyone have a great evening.
Okay, yeah, some great information there, John. So, yeah, I'm glad you were able to share that with us. That's kind of cool. So, all right, I'll throw another call out there, see if there's any last-minute check-ins, comments, or queries. This is KD2FBM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Come now, please.
KC2WI.
Okay, Net recognizes KC2WI. Pete, go ahead.
Yeah, just to John's comment, that's what some people think is D-Star is ICOM proprietary, and it's not at all. It is a protocol that was developed by the Japan Amateur Radio League. And the only proprietary thing is that it uses the AMBE codec, which has now been superseded by a 2 or plus 2 plus 2, something like that, which is what DMR uses. It's a better voice to digital encoder, decoder, but it's capable of doing the same function as EMB. And so that's the only part that you have to buy, and I guess if you really were home brewing it, you could buy the chip for $20, I guess, what I read. But what I have is a device which is basically that vocoder chip on a circuit board with real interface is serial, so it's a USB to serial for FTDI, and when you plug it into the computer just recognizes it, oh, I see you have COM3 here, or whatever COM port it assigns. Then you do whatever you want with software, there are some other devices. There is the one before this they called the DV3000. They got another name for it, and that's a little shield that plugs into a Raspberry Pi and stuff, and you can make your own D-Star interface. Then there's a few different ones that are like a hotspot or a dongle. DV dongle is another one like the DV3000 thing. And then there's a couple that are basically simplex, we'll almost call them, they're hotspots, basically. It's not a repeater, it's a simplex hotspot. So if you have a D-Star radio, but you're not near any D-Star repeaters, you can configure your own, basically, hotspot access into the network. But ICOM is the only company that really picked up on it and started making D-Star radios. Apparently, what I was reading somewhere is they actually... Kenwood contracted with ICOM to make a couple for them and put the Kenwood name on them and change a couple things. But so it is an open protocol, and anybody can build a D-Star radio or repeater, and there is quite a bit of stuff out there for it. So obviously, like John said, there's no, we don't have it. The nearest D-Star repeater is one out in the Albany area. WA2UMX, and I think there's one out towards Rochester, and I can't remember. It's not too many around here. So theoretically, the DV, some DV, I could also do DMR. And what I've been hearing from Dennis there, what's his call up there in England? I just talked to him, Dennis. They're getting the proprietary nature of the internet linking between DMR repeaters. there was two different systems. One was Motorola, DM Motorola, you know, Moto Turbo, and the other is Hytera. And I guess somebody sort of cracked the code, and now there's a, you go to this website, brandmeister.com, and they're starting to be able to interconnect those things, and I think the DMR networks are going to, look, what he says is they're starting to get some interconnectivity and merging, but nobody's written appropriate software for the, to use the ThumbDB and those kind of things to actually make yourself into sort of a dummy, you know, on the internet DMR node yet. But he says it's getting there. KC2WI.
All right, Pete, yeah, no, that's some good additional information there and stuff I actually wasn't even aware of either, so good to know. All right, throw another call out, KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Still looking for any last-minute check-ins, comments, or queries. Come now, please.
WA2 additional comment.
All right, WA2U, John, go ahead with your comment.
Okay, kind of interesting batting this stuff around some of these new modes. I believe Yaesu has a radio, of course I don't remember the model, but it's able to do various modes. I don't know if it's able to do D-Stars. It's interesting, ironically, that the D-Star seems to, the only one that really took it on was ICOM. And then the other thing, as soon as Pete talked, it reminded me, and Pete, you probably can verify this, but I think that 99% of it, the D-Star frequency range for the handhelds, they have handhelds and mobile radios, and they're really slick what they can do, especially in the metropolitan area with the displays and what they can share. But I think they're all on UHF. So I think about, boy, the nearest UHF repeater from where I am is a long ways away. I can get into it, but it's not, I'm going to get into it with a handheld. So a lot of it's on UHF and things are changed. I wish Vic would check in sometime. Maybe we'll have to get in touch with him on WB2U, but he loves it. They have a blast down there with a D-Star. And the other thing is this Yaesu. That's what's kept people away from some of the digital modes is that it's making the commitment. And so by having a radio where you could switch from Motorola Turbo to whatever, you know, I'm just throwing out APCO 25, whatever the mode is, makes it more appealing, especially for spending a couple dollars on the radio. And I know Yaesu even came up with a handheld. It was reviewed in QST a few months ago. So very, very interesting. It always takes a few people. You know, it's comparable to the 220 band. 222 band. That's where it used to be, the 220 band. Getting enough people interested to get up on 1.25 meters. You know, you have to start this little fire, get people interested, and otherwise people don't make the commitment to it. So, very, it's interesting. All right, Kevin James, appreciate you running the net. And it's kind of nice to toss thoughts around and learn from each other about different things that sometimes we forget and share with other people. So, WA2, back to that.
All right, yeah, John, yeah, actually, I'm kind of learning some neat stuff from you guys, too, so, and I know I want to get into the FL Digi here at some point. I keep putting off on downloading the software because I'm trying to decide where I'm going at this point, if I'm going to stick with Windows or if I'm going to go try to put Linux on my machine. I'm just kind of in a pickle at this point, so I've got to decide that. All right, KD2FPM, Net Control here for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Looking for any last-minute check-ins, comments, or queries? Come now, please.
KC2WI.
All right, KC2WI. Pete, go ahead with your comment.
KC2WI. Well, apparently, talking to Dennis, N2LBT, as it's called, when I was trying to figure out this D-Star stuff, I figured he'd know something about it. He said, well, I did it for a while. I got rid of all my D-Star, and he's digging the DMR now. And by the way, he said that he got a call from somebody up in Watertown or Carthage, I think he said. He wants to talk about DMR, and I said, who is it? He said, well, I don't know. He doesn't seem to be involved in any of the clubs or anything, but he wants to meet. He might be in Boonville on Monday. No plans, no, nothing definite, no place, whatever. But apparently this guy wanted to meet him, you know, to get the lowdown. So there might be a informal informational session on D-Star, not D-Star, on DMR. Dennis has got a DMR repeater and DMR radios and stuff. The thing is, I think the most proprietary out of all of them is Yaesu System Fusion. A D-Star is really an open protocol. DMR is an open protocol. AFCO P25, that's the standard. Anybody can build a P25 radio. And but Yaesu is probably the most proprietary, which I think is why it's going to not in the long run. You know, they're not going to have much more luck than ICOM did with D-Star. You know, because everybody thought it was proprietary, you could only buy D-Star radios from ICOM. But you can actually make your own. Like I said, there's these little hot spots, and there's also a board you use with a computer, or I think you can do with a Raspberry Pi, you don't need a big computer, but a computer, and this board, and you plug it into the data port on a 9600 baud compatible, basically UHF radio, you know, to use the 9600 baud pack, good old-fashioned analog radio, and you've made yourself a D-Star access, you know, radio hotspot. So there's lots of stuff out there that's really old, and I think really started happening. And I don't know if that means D-Star will really take off, because I think DMR gives it a run for its money, because it's a different kind of system. The D-Star, as I understand it, once you register with whatever gateway, closest gateway, whatever, and then you get into the system, and I'm still not understanding this all exactly, but basically, once you've registered and you log in and you transmit, if you move, let's say you go to, you know, California or something, and, you know, I want to get in touch with you, and your call sign is registered in the system, and I've got my D-Star radio program to talk to you, the system figures out where you are and calls you. So, I'm not sure I'm understanding all of it yet at all, but apparently that's the big deal about it. It's once you're in the system and you're registered on one gateway, you can use them all, kind of thing. And also, you sort of have a home repeater maybe where you usually are, but if you're not there and you go somewhere and you transmit, then somebody can get to you by call sign. And the other thing is, with these DB3000s or the DB, some DB like mine, I can take that thing, when I configured this thing, I didn't have to do any, except on my computer, not on my router or anything. It said if something wants to access the internet, do you want to allow that? You know, you allow it, and you just put an exception in the firewall. Basically, just clicking OK. So there's no port forwarding or any of that stuff. So I could take my netbook and laptop, whatever, and I could go, you know, if I get this working by the time I go to Lake Placid, I'm going to take the thing with me. I don't know anybody really on D-Star yet, but say I did. I could take my netbook and I could sit in the hotel and use the hotel's Wi-Fi and be on the D-Star network. So it's a pretty cool thing if that actually works. It's just like getting the Fusions or the DMRs. If you don't have the repeater, then, you know, which comes first, chicken or the egg? You get a bunch of people together and decide you're going to do one of these things.
The radios, I don't know about you, Sue John, but Kinect Systems. They've got radios that'll do multiple digital voice modes. KC2W.
Okay, Pete, yeah, something was going on in there. Unfortunately, I had to rekey because I lost the audio, so forgive me. If you have any more, go ahead and take it. KD2FBM, net control.
No, I think that's about it. I just wanted to mention that some of the apparently neat old things about D-Star that I haven't figured out yet, and about these little, you know, do-it-on-your-computer modules, and also that Kinect Systems, I think they're being made by some, you know, company in China or whatever, but the distributor, the if you look up the business, it's in California, and they're quite inexpensive, and Dennis is telling me now, you can get DMR radios for about $150. So, you know, if you go buy the high-end Motorola stuff, then you're talking many hundreds or thousands of dollars for the commercial stuff, but Kinect Systems, I guess, are getting pretty cheap, and I haven't heard anything bad about them, so KC2WI.
Okay, yeah, all right. I got you that time, Pete. So I think we're all set here, and I thought I was having an issue with Echolink for a minute. All right, KD2FBM, any last-minute check-ins, comments, or queries? Come now, please.
WAT with a query for KC2WI.
KC2WI.
All right, net control, I'll let you guys chat. Net control, step back.
Okay, I was just waiting for the directive. WAQ. Well, Pete, I was just wondering, what operating system would one have? You know, everybody's got to have the latest and greatest, but I've always been under the belief, I think if you're going to do this, it'd be neat to have a computer. You have your, and you're right, D-Star show up all the repeaters if you move and you go into an area. But there's probably, you know, what's the minimal operating system? You don't need if you had an old laptop and you had a decent battery, so I mean, what could you get away with? Instead of someone throwing a computer away or just recycling it, there's a lot of stuff that probably would work fine for this application. You know, you don't need cutting-edge technology to do this. So I don't have any comments on it. I don't know, Windows 7, back to 3.11 for workstations. What could you get away with? It's kind of neat to have a box that's not all cobbled up with all kinds of, you know, office and a whole bunch of other things. But, you know, you have your database in there. You have your frequency list for repeaters. You got your D-Star dongle, you got a bunch of things, but what is your thoughts about an operating system that would handle that? Because maybe we'll have some people dusting their computers off rather than tossing them out in the recycling bin in the spring here, WAT. Back over to you, Pete.
KC2WI. Well, I can't say the WinDV, but I don't think much, because it's only a 3 or 4 megabyte program, you know, installer. And I installed it on my 2004, I think it's 2004, maybe it's a little bit than that, Windows XP. They were good computers. They were one of my customers' offices, and they just became obsolete in terms of not enough graphics capability to run the next version of the program. And so 2004, maybe, Windows XP, you know, Pentium, decent Pentium 4. I don't know how much RAM I have in there. I doubt it's a gigabyte. A little more than the average 2004 computer. 512, maybe. I think 512. I might have put a little more in. And because it's really just, it's really not doing much. It's just shuffling some bits. It's not doing the analog to digital conversions and all that, because that's being done by this chip. And I would think anything. I fully expect that when I take it and put it in my 2008 vintage or 7 or whatever that is, Dell Mini 9 with the Intel Atom processor and half a gigabyte of RAM, that it's going to work just fine. And as far as the FLDigi, which is doing all that signal processing and decoding and error correction and whatever, depending on the mode, that works absolutely fine in my 2008 Mini 9. And also, the military mode, M110A, which is much more demanding, apparently, and a lot of people seem to have problems with it, we use that Mars. That works on my 2008 Mini 9. Like I said, it's an Intel Atom processor and a half a gigabyte of RAM and an 8 gigabyte solid state drive. So I don't think you need much for a lot of this stuff. KC2WIT.
Thanks, Pete. WIT, back to net.
Okay, yeah, net control back here, KD2FPM. I'm going to be mobile at this point because we just ended our meeting at the firehouse. Any other check-ins, comments, or queries? Come now, please. Okay, I do see that Matt, KD2HKB, is in the queue here for Octen, so I tell you what we'll do. We'll move this out, guys. Good chat tonight. I want to thank everyone that checked in. Unfortunately, I just put my list away because I am going mobile, so I'll thank everyone that checked in tonight. And I'll return the repeater to other amateur use. It is 21:56, and I want to thank everyone that listened. KD2FPM will be clear.
Hi, Kevin. Thanks for running on that. WATU also clear.
N5AOW, it's KD2FPM. How you doing, Bob?
Very good, Kevin. Yeah, I tried checking in on the other one. I couldn't get into it tonight on 14516.